This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Twitter has removed a tweet by Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, suggesting coronavirus vaccines made in the United States and Britain are, quote, untrustworthy. Twitter, a U.S.-based social networking giant, said the post violated its rules. The supreme leader's tweet said, importing vaccines made in the U.S. or the U.K. is prohibited. They're completely untrustworthy. It's not unlikely they would want to contaminate other nations. A Twitter spokesperson said on Saturday that the tweet, quote, violates specifically our COVID-19 misleading information policy. The U.S. social media company announced a policy in December to crack down on what it described as potentially false or misleading information about COVID-19 vaccinations. And as we have been reporting, U.S. President Donald Trump had his account permanently deleted by Twitter. The company cited concern that Trump would incite further violence. Last week, Trump supporters breached the U.S. Capitol building while lawmakers were counting the Electoral College vote, which would certify Democrat Joe Biden's win in last year's election. Trump's response to Twitter's action was that he'd be building his own platform in the near future and that, quote, we will not be silenced. He's talking of he and his supporters. Trump tweeted 57,000 times on Twitter. His account was just under 12 years old. His most popular tweet was on October 2nd of 2020, announcing that he and his wife Melania had contracted the coronavirus. That tweet reportedly got 1.8 million likes. For more on these stories and others making international news headlines, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. President-elect Joe Biden's victory in November brought with it concerns that he would face Republican opposition in the Senate that could hinder his bold agenda, which addresses climate change, expanding health care, tackling economic inequality, and more. Those worries eased this past week when Democrats swept two Senate special elections in Georgia, giving the party control of Congress and the White House for the first time since 2011. Biden said on Friday, quote, I think this makes my job easier, quite frankly, end quote. But everything he wants isn't a given. The Senate will be split evenly, with Vice President-elect Kamala Harris casting the tie-breaking vote when needed. The Democratic majority in the House is the party's narrowest in decades. That means major legislation probably will not advance without at least some Republican support. Biden will also have to cope with higher expectations after Georgia's results than if he had faced a Republican-controlled Senate. That could lead to battles with progressive Democrats who want to push the new administration further left than it likes. And here are some of the stories making headlines around the world today. A plane thought to have 62 people on board lost contact after taking off from Indonesia's capital, Jakarta, Saturday, and rescuers said suspected debris has been found in the sea off the city. The Boeing 737-500 lost contact shortly after taking off, a search and rescue official told local television. Foreign companies will not be allowed to test COVID-19 vaccines on the Iranian people, President Hassan Rouhani said on Saturday, a day after Iran's supreme leader banned vaccine imports from the United States and Britain. Rouhani said in televised remarks, quote, foreign companies wanted to give us vaccines so they would be tested on the Iranian people, but the health ministry prevented it. He did not name the companies or give further details. Greece's conservative government has submitted a bill to parliament to extend the western limit of its territorial waters in the Ionian Sea to 12 nautical miles following negotiations with its regional neighbors, Italy and Albania. The bill, submitted late on Friday, would extend its western territorial waters from 6 nautical miles currently. It would not affect waters in the Aegean off Greece's southern and eastern coasts, where Athens has been in dispute with its NATO ally Turkey over maritime boundaries. Again, we invite you to visit our website for more stories. That's voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.